We'll call the Senate Judiciary Committee back to order. And my apologies for those who did not know the total recess to the committee. There was two questions before us before we left when I recessed. I was under the impression that the bills that had been discharged from committee had actually been discharged from committee. Senator Wilkowski made a motion to move them from committee. I was under the impression they had already been pulled from committee. I was wrong. They were still in the possession of the committee. They are no longer in possession of the committee as per the rule today. So that satisfies both his motion and the request to take the bills from the committee, which was the Breeze Law, the Title IX, the Criminal Justice Rewrite, and the constitutional amendment dealing with a permanent fund. All three of those have moved on to the next committee of referral. So at this point, I'm just going to say that Senator Wilkowski's motion has been satisfied in that the bills did move. It's just that we didn't bring them up for a vote. The other motion that was on the floor during that debate was to adopt a CS for the Senate Joint Resolution number 14. I delayed public testimony because my intention was to bring that up and totally vet that today and see if we can get the public testimony and vote it out. Since then, 10 minutes before I came down to this committee meeting, I've got significant rewrites to Senate Joint Resolution number 14. And this is a constitutional amendment, and I just didn't want to do any conceptual amendments in front of us. So I'm just going to have to reluctantly lay the Senate Joint Resolution 14 aside because I need to actually get a draft of the rewrite. So. Senator Costello, could you remove your motion to adopt the previous CS that you had moved to take up?
Mr. Chair, I rescind my motion to place CS for Senate Joint Resolution Number 14 Judiciary Version Delta before the committee as the working document.
I hear no objection to that. Reluctantly and with really some degree of frustration, I'm going to have to lay Senate Joint Resolution number 14 aside in order to get the draft rewrite. Knowing that we're coming up on a 90th day, it gives me some degree of sadness to even say that out loud. So to those who have come to the room to testify, my apologies, sincerely. To those who have taken time to be online three different times, I can only just say please forgive me because it was not my intention to do that. But the sponsors come up with some language that has not been seen by the committee heretofore, and I think it would be inappropriate to try to bring it up knowing that people have been prepared for testimony based on the language before us. So to my committee, I'm sorry. I had to get those two motions dealt with and give the reason for those motions with some degree of sadness. Anyway, Senator Kelly.
Do we have any at ease?
Sure. So that brings us back to the committee. The next thing that I would like to do, if it's within the realm of possibility, I would like to have Representative Guttenberg bring before us the sponsor for substitute for Senate Joint Resolution House Joint Resolution number 21, and he's going to present it to us today. That was something that we had previously noticed. It's, I think, within the realm of us to hear it. So it was on yesterday's calendar, which we recess to today on, and so Representative Guttenberg, you get to present it, and my intention today, like many other bills I do, is for you to put your best foot forward, tell us what this does, we'll lay it aside, and then we'll come back and consider it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and just like to point out when you misreferred to me that you're my senator, then I haven't been before you or Senator Showers. Nice to see you here. So House Joint Resolution approaches the conflict between the federal statutes dealing with marijuana and the state's constitution. And it doesn't talk about the values of pot, marijuana, or it just talks about the conflict and resolution. So I will go through that and pretty much kind of a sectional analysis. So the first whereas talks about the constitutional right of privacy in the state of Alaska. The second whereas talks about the Supreme Court's Raven decision. The third whereas talks about the ballot proposition about that passed. It goes on the second page. It talks about what used to be called, well, it's still called the Cole Memo, which has been rescinded. But it talks about, the Cole Memo was about a pragmatic approach to deal with the conflict between federal government and the state's constitution and those states that have legalized recreational and medical marijuana. The next whereas talks about those same priorities. The next whereas talks about the American Medical Association, and it doesn't take a position on legalization, but it says they need to reevaluate scheduling marijuana as a Schedule I controlled substance. And we go on with the Attorney General Linda Muth, her letter to Attorney General Sessions, talking about federal policy that deal with their approach to states' marijuana. The next whereas talks about the same thing, how the United States Congress, asking the United States Congress to advance legislation that allows states that have legalized it for both medical and recreational use to address the conflict in the banking, which is a major issue now. On page 3, it's the governor's letters with governors from Colorado, Washington, and Oregon to Attorney General Sessions and the Treasury Secretary to engage with the states that have legalized marijuana before embarking on changes of regulatory and enforcement systems. The next one on page 3 deals with Governor Walker's letters to the Attorney General, talking about the manner in which the state's regulatory framework governing the licensing also respects the policies, and urging the federal government to maintain policies that respects the state's authority. We go on to letters from Senator Murkowski and Sullivan, who joined with 14 other senators around the country to the director of the Treasury Department to Financial Crimes Enforcement Network on guidance on the banking aspect. That's really a big conflict now. What do you do with the cash? I mean, that is a major conflict. And I think it exposes the entire process to crime, because there's so much cash laying around. We go on to Congressman Don Young, who's co-sponsoring H.R. 4779, which would prohibit the United States Justice Department from using federal funds to take action against individuals or property that are involved in the cultivation, distribution, possession, dispensation, or use of cannabis. As long as those activities are in compliance with state and local regulations. We asked Attorney General Sessions um, to not use federal policy to undermine their own federal policies. And then we go on to resolves, which in many ways are the gist of everything, to go back to recognize what is not referred to here, but it's the Cole memo. And the urging the federal government, the last one is to urging the government to reconsider, just reconsider, not change, its listing of marijuana as a Schedule I substance. So what the Cole memo was is Assistant Attorney General Cole wrote a memo that said with states that have legalized medical or recreational marijuana, if they live within these guidelines, if they set up a regulatory regime that prevents, and it's the top, the first whereas on page two, preventing the distribution of marijuana to minors, preventing the revenue sale of marijuana from going into criminal enterprises or gangs, preventing the diversion of marijuana from states where it's legal under state law to other states, preventing state-authorized marijuana from being used as a cover or pretext for trafficking other illegal activities or other drugs. And it just goes on for a few other things. And that was, as long as you do that, then we won't come after you. If you are lax in that, because basically where states are taking over a lot of the federal authority to regulate them. As long as you do that, then it's okay. The rescinding of that memo kind of, from my aspect, created a process that is goes back to an old system that's kind of dysfunctional. And the we're just asking them all of these letters, all of these efforts on behalf of the Attorney General, the Governor, all of our congressional delegation to resolve this issue, I mean, through federal legislation, to go back and the Schedule I posting, I've always thought, was just simply a political thing. It's been, it has no rational basis. There's a listing of Schedule I substance in here. What's on there? LSD, heroin, peyote, something else. And then when you go down to the next Schedule II, say things that are much more dangerous that clearly should be illegal. And we're just sending them a letter in support of their efforts in D.C. because there are our entire congressional delegation is working on this.
Representative, I think this is an important memo for two reasons. We need to appeal to the federal government to rethink their law. There is no doubt. Where you and I may find some difference is the fact that we leaned on a memo rather than on the law, and that memo, in my view, scoffed at the law and was trying to give some comfort to the states. The states' right issue was the people of Alaska certainly came forward with their view and put us in direct tension with the federal government. So I appreciate the fact that what you're doing is saying, look, federal government, the states are moving on, move with us, and I think that's probably an appropriate thing. Probably where I will consider this a little more intently is putting as much weight on the Cole memo as many people have. I struggle with that because he was putting a hand on the law, saying we won't enforce the law. You guys go do it under these conditions, and his authority was, in my view, questionable at that point. So that's where maybe you and I might differ on our approach. But the final analysis is, hey, federal government, we're moving on, move with us. I think that's a totally appropriate approach. Is there any questions for the representative at this point? Thank you for bringing this forward. I think this has helped us answer a conundrum that we've been trying to figure out in this body, and I think you've put a pretty good answer in front of us. I'll work with you on any changes at this point. I'm going to lay the bill aside, and we'll try to move this on before our 90th day comes up.
Thank you, Senator.
And with that, we're going to adjourn this meeting with this bill laid aside. Thank you all for attending. My apologies for the way we've had to extend this session out. We'll just move on. Wednesday, we have many heavy bills to deal with, and we'll try to bring them up in order. I will give you the relook at that order as we move forward, all right? All right, we're adjourned.